This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A single ticket sold in California has won a world record $2 billion, $40 million Powerball jackpot. The winning ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, about 15 miles outside of downtown Los Angeles. The owner of Joe's Service Center was presented Tuesday with a $1 million check for selling the winning ticket. California Lottery did not say whether anyone had come forward to claim the winning ticket yet. In California, winners' names are public record by law. A winner can choose between taking the prize in 30 payments over 29 years or as a lump sum payment, with winners opting for the one-time cash payment estimated to be $929 million. Only two previous jackpots have surpassed $1.5 billion. Monday's jackpot was the largest in Powerball history. As the holiday season draws near, more Americans may be sporting two Band-Aids after receiving both their flu shot and the new COVID-19 bivalent booster shot. Vaccine developers are looking to relieve people from getting two shots by creating one that offers strong protection against both viruses. Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, companies that have led the COVID-19 vaccination strategy, say they're beginning trials to assess the safety, efficacy, and dosage of their vaccine that combines four flu strains and two coronavirus strains. Combining vaccines is nothing new. Although none exist yet for respiratory viruses like the proposed vaccine against flu and coronavirus, many common childhood vaccines protect against multiple diseases and contain multiple vaccines. Health experts say these combination vaccines could be available as early as next flu season. Job growth was stronger than expected in October, even with Federal Reserve interest rate increases aimed at slowing what is still a strong labor market. Job growth was stronger than expected in October, even with Federal Reserve interest rate increases aimed at slowing what is still a strong labor market. Non-farm payrolls grew by 261,000 jobs for the month, the Labor Department reported. Those payroll numbers were better than the Dow Jones estimate for 205,000 more jobs. Job growth in October was better than expected, and even in a month that outpaced job growth projections, marked the slowest pace of job gains since December 2020. Healthcare led job gains, adding 53,000 positions, while professional and technical services contributed 43,000 jobs, and manufacturing grew by 32,000. Leisure and hospitality also posted solid growth, up 35,000 jobs. Stocks also rose following the non-farm payrolls release, and treasury yields also were higher. Average hourly earnings grew 4.7% from a year ago and 0.4% for the month. The yearly growth met expectations, while the monthly gain was slightly ahead of a 0.3% estimate. Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, said, "We did see a substantial increase in jobs, but there's been a slowdown in the rate of increase. You would expect that as we get closer to full employment." Astronaut Mae Jemison will give a lecture at Montana State University November 14th. An evening with Mae Jemison, first African-American woman in space, will be at 7:30 p.m. in the Strand Union Building ballrooms on MSU's campus. The event is open to the public. Jemison served 6 years as a NASA astronaut and is an inductee into the National Women's Hall of Fame and International Space Hall of Fame. Aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour, a landmark mission in September 1992, she performed experiments in material science, life sciences, and human adaptation to weightlessness. Growing up, Jemison said, she was inspired by African-American actress Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek and who recently died. Jemison was also asked to appear on an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation after her work with NASA, making Jemison the first real astronaut to appear on the show. Jemison currently leads 100 Year Starship, a nonprofit initiative to assure that capabilities exist for human travel beyond our solar system to another star within the next century. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.